What is up, everybody? And by everybody, I mean like all three of you. Thanks for coming. Firstly, I would like to say that if you're out there rioting or protesting, whatever you want to call it, stay safe, stay anonymous, and do anything you can to not hurt the police horses and dogs. Like, they don't have a choice in whose side they're on, and they're not out there murdering people. That said, we're gonna not talk about 2020 being a goddamn shit show. We're gonna talk about a bunch of stuff. InfiniFT is coming out. That is a new NFT minting platform that stores metadata entirely on the Arweave network, which I don't fully know what the Arweave network is, so you'll have to look that one up on your own. I believe Mintbase is also migrating to Arweave, so all their metadata will be stored on-chain. CryptoArtNet, I believe that's CryptoArtNet.com, is a newly created directory of crypto artists where you can upload your portfolio and your links and do your bio and all that stuff. It's a cool project made by, he's at Flux Research on Twitter. You should hit him up. Get in there. Let's see. Goose Gang. That's a personal project. I'm doing a like NFT monthly loot crate type deal. You buy the membership card once, and every month for the next year, up until July of 2021, you will get a NFT airdrop from me of my art, and as well as monthly airdrops of Feather, access to a members-only Discord, and a few other nifty bonuses. There's a full write-up on my Publish Zero X blog that I will put a link to in the description of this podcast episode. DeviantArt, for those of you that are not idealistic about only having your art on decentralized platforms, DeviantArt just got a whole makeover. I had never really used it previously, but it looks pretty good. Weekly NFT is a new thing coming out. If you have a weekly NFT membership, you will get a notification every week when new NFT auctions start, and that's all going to be done in augmented reality, which seems really interesting. I've been talking to the creator of that for a little bit. I'll also put a link to his Twitter in the description because I don't know off the top of my head who he is. Wildcards.world, a conservation support platform with NFTs. They have basically they have NFTs that represent a specific endangered animal, and the NFTs are always for sale and are paid as a monthly fee to keep them, and that money, or the majority of it at least, goes to a bunch of different conservation organizations. Say that 5 times fast. They have a open call right now for crypto artists to join the platform, submit their art, do something to support wildlife and whatnot, and then you'll get a percentage every month and every sale from those NFTs. That's it, wildcards.world. Maecenas, if I'm pronouncing that right, M-A-E-C-E-N-A-S, have a NFT system where they fractionalize ownership of physical art. And then if that gets sold, you get that fraction of that sale price. That's kind of cool. It's a random project I came across a while ago. It seems like royalties are being more implemented and increased on Known Origin and Super Rare. I guess Maker's Play is staying at 5% to them, 5% to you, which that's up to you if you think that's fair. I don't use any of those platforms. Known Origin and Super Rare seem a bit elitist to me about who they let in, and a bit profit-driven, and that seems to totally defeat the whole fundamentals of decentralization and open inclusion and all that stuff. So I don't use those, and then Maker's Place, I just don't have an ID to verify, and honestly, they have ridiculous sales fees also, so I probably won't use them either. Trashism is back. under the name Trashism. So if you're not collecting trash art, maybe you should be. I've done, I think, two or three trash arts. The first one was just in response to, like, it seemed fun. And then that's probably sold faster than any of my other art, which I don't ever get sales on. So I did another one. One of those was sold. So, why not, right? Contemporary, CADAF, CADAF, Contemporary Associates for the Digital Arts Fair. If I pronounce that wrong, correct me, or said what it stands for wrong. They have another event coming up at the end of this month. Me and fuck, so bad at names. Me and somebody have been talking about doing a digital arts festival for art, music, etc., for people who are creative and building and putting their creativity out into the NFT and blockchain space, but are like less known and underappreciated. So keep an eye out for more about that. That's probably going to be called Crypto Creative Con or something similar. The idea is that we're going to do like a pub crawl through Crypto Voxels and Decentraland and Somnium Space, where people are putting up these gorgeous galleries and giving visibility to a bunch of artists. And then we're going to go over to his world that he's building in Alt Space, and he's going to set up a gallery there. Dot cred domains. If you haven't heard about Cred, they did the NFT drops for NFT NYC, and then most recently for Consensus Distributed through CoinDesk. CoinDesk set up a whole wallet through them. They have actionable NFTs, and they now have dot cred domains, which work as a readable human wallet address as well as a unseizable domain name that is hosted in your wallet. ETH.Pictures is another pretty cool project. You can upload or draw a picture and mint it for minimal fees. It's kind of like paint on blockchain. That's kind of cool. Something to check out. What else? I want to start a did like an open mic night in Crypto Voxels. I think that'll be fun. I don't have a parcel. Maybe I can find somebody to donate one, or somebody will let us use one for it. But if you'd be interested in doing that, feel free to join my Discord or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Bruce the Goose, or at X Bruce the Goose. And then I'll get you a Twitter invite and we'll get that figured out. And there's a number of festivals and stuff going on online for digital art. There's the Rare Arts Festival, Rare AF, which you see, you're like, that's rare as fuck, bro. That's cool. I mentioned CADAF. The past couple days has been Are We There Yet? Which is like lightning talks about the future of creativity in the digital space. And I think that's all I got that I want to mention right now as far as art. For crypto gaming, NFTs, and stuff, we got a few things I want to mention. The League of Kingdoms land presale is out. League of Kingdoms is going to be an on-chain strategy MMO, like city building and stuff like that. And you'll be able to earn a passive income from resources collected on your property that you can either utilize or sell. I got a list here, just bear with me. Bold ETH is running for the moon, hopefully. Last I checked today, it was at 235, so that's pretty cool. It's probably all this FOMO from all this awesome art we got running. A few other games coming up. Skyweaver is about to go into open beta. Definitely check that out. That's one of a number of NFT card games, but it's really fun. It's got really interesting mechanics. Dude, I've played a lot of card games, and they have some really cool mechanics I've not ever seen before, and I really like them. I've been playing the private beta for a couple months. Crypto Dozer is if you remember CoinDozer in old arcades where you put in your tokens and you hope to try and knock tokens off the edge so you can get them. CryptoDozer's like that, except you get like NFT DAOs, I guess you'd call them. They then also cross over into Dozer Bird, which is Flappy Bird, but crypto. I suck at that. I don't like Flappy Bird. But it's fun. You should check it out. And CryptoDozer is totally free to play. You get free tokens every day when you log in and stuff like that. So that's cool. Aggrypto, Eggrypto, is a mobile game with it's kind of like Pokemon, where you collect monsters and then you like send them on quests and they level up and maybe they evolve. I haven't had one evolve yet, but I just recently started playing it. But then those monsters can be sold as NFTs. Dark Country is looking amazing. They say they describe it as a American Gothic style trading card game, and it has a cross-chain operability between EOS, WAX, and Ethereum. That's looking really good as well. I will leave a referral link so you can get a free card pack in the description here. And also they have a tournament pool that's collecting, I want to say it's 15% of all the pre-sales. Right now, the tournament pool for the first tournament when it opens up is sitting at 2,000 American dollars. So, definitely something to look at there. What else we got for games here on my list? We went over Dark Country, we went over Aggrypto. DLive is a on-chain decentralized streaming platform that looks really cool. You should definitely check that out. And then on that topic, if you're not already on Library, get on Library. That's LBROI.TV. It's decentralized, user-controlled, user-owned YouTube with self-monetization. Like if somebody likes your content, they can throw you some Library tokens. Blockchain Cuties Universe also has a land pre-sale going on for, they're gonna do like city and army building, I think. That looks to be pretty cool. Blockchain Cuties is kind of like Crypto Kitties where you collect little animals and breed them, but they have kitties, of course, dogs, bears, porcupines, lizards, maybe some other things I'm not thinking of, and you can send them on like adventures where they come back, can earn loot that you can sell, and they earn in-game currency that you can use for a number of different things. And I believe they're implementing raids where, like, you can team up with your friends and all send your cuties against the boss for huge rewards. And that's also interoperable between Ethereum, Tron, and EOS. And maybe Neo? There's too many blockchains out here. Then, as far as stuff I'm working on, that if you want to get involved, feel free. I'm always open to collaborate and stuff. I want to do a NFT bait, like a Crypto Voxels prom. I think that would be cool. Just a fun way for everybody to like connect and hang out and get to know each other while we're all sitting in lockdown. And with the murder hornets and riots, we're going into lockdown part two. You know, it's a good time. America, fuck yeah, right? What a mess. Then I also want to set up a community calendar for all these different events that are going on all the time. Whereas, like, if you are hosting an event or you know of an event, you can go on the website and you can submit it and it'll get added to the calendar if it's relevant. And then, if you're curious about these events and you're sick of missing half of them because you don't hear about it, then they'll all be right there. I think that is seriously needed. And I've been looking into working on that. It's just I'm trying to move and trying to get people to help me do it and can't pay anybody because people don't buy my art. So it's a work in progress. And speaking of that, I've been talking to briefly talking to the creator of the proof of attendance protocol, where like you go to an event, you get an NFT that's part of your POAP collection that says you're at this event at this time, and like then you get to be like, here I was, I got the proof right here. And that's cool, especially for digital events, you know, like you could say you're there and then you could be like, show me the NFT, you know, were you there? So that's kind of cool. And just a couple other things. Dow Records, if you're not aware of them, check them out. We have a couple episodes with them on. They're a record label built fully on blockchain technology and like trying to decentralize the music industry. They recently or soon are launching a DAO to have input and control of like what they're doing, who they're signing, etc. ETH Gang is another one. They're an art and music label built entirely on Ethereum tech. They're very cool. I'm pretty tight with Vandal, the founder of DAO Records, and then I'm a partner and artist and musician on ETH Gang. So definitely check them out. They're neat. And I think the last thing I got to mention is the increase and progression of social currencies. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you're in the Whale Discord. Which, if you're not in the Whale Discord already or following the project, Whale is Whale Shark Pro's social currency issued through Roll, but it is pegged to the value of the huge NFT collection that he's accumulated. And then that will be eventually controlled by a DAO-like structure where everybody who holds Whale will have a say in what goes in or out of the vault, or how the vault is utilized, or how the game assets are used, stuff like that. And Roll currencies are easy enough to get added to OpenSea, so you can use your own currencies on there. Whale's on there. My currencies are on there. Feathers. You can buy and sell stuff with feathers, which I did get listed on cctip.io, but then while a bunch of us in their Discord channel are saying you should bump it down, instead of like, hey, let me, we charge $100 a year per platform that we're on, a bunch of us were like, can we get like a $10 a month? Because a lot of us are starving artists that are using this platform. We would like to be able to give people our social currencies at with an easy method, like through Twitter or Discord or Reddit or whatever, what have you. And so instead of taking that advice, they bumped the price up to $200 a year per platform, so I won't be using them. I gotta look into how to get the feathers I had deposited out because it's no longer supported. So that's fun. And then MeTokens is another platform you should check out. That's at stakeonme.com. You can issue a personal token that is issued against a bonding curve. So like the only way for somebody to get it, except from you or from somebody who already has it, or an exchange if you get it set up on Uniswap or something similar to that, is to buy it from the bonding curve by adding Ethereum to the collateral pool that backs it. So every time it is purchased, the price goes up, and therefore the value of it goes up. And I think it works out pretty well. Like, as an example, I did a little bit of design work for their CEO, and I asked him to pay me in Goosecoin, which is my Mii token. And him buying the Goose coin to pay me in drove up the value of what I was already holding by 800%. And then I got all what he bought back because he bought it to pay me with. So that's pretty neat. Yeah, I think that's about all I got today. I didn't have a guest because shit's getting crazy out there and I had to take a few days and not be in the rabbit hole. Just had to do something else for a bit. So that's why this is coming out today instead of over the weekend. And that's why I don't have a guest today, because I just had to step away from things for a bit. Oh, one more thing I want to mention. Probably will be added on the same website as the communal calendar, and then I also want to do like a social media setup for it too. Will be what I'm calling right now the Niftypedia, which will basically be Wikipedia where anybody can contribute, anybody can change, edit, fact check anything on it, but basically just a wiki of NFT games, NFT art, NFT artists, new projects, similar things that are coming out, news, events, etc. Yeah, and I do believe that is all that I have today. Hopefully, I got some pretty cool guests lined up. Just gotta schedule stuff. Everybody in this space is super busy all the time because there's so damn much going on. But it's amazing, really. I'm so glad to be a part of it. I'm so glad that few of you that listen to my podcast listen to it. It's an amazing thing to be on the ground floor of. I think 10 years from now, we're gonna be the pioneers of the future. And right now, I'm trying to tell my friends about NFTs, and they're like, what?" And I'm like, "You better listen to me. Better buy this art for $3 right now before shit blows up and it's 300." But that's life, right? All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to me ramble for a little bit. I'll have a guest next week. I'll keep trying to make this more organized. I'm not great at this. I enjoy getting you some info. Maybe educating you a bit about something you didn't know. Maybe hearing your feedback about something I should cover. Feel free to leave comments. If you want to leave me some support, you can do that on Anchor if you're not listening to this there. I could certainly use it. Axies. Axie Infinity has a land sale coming up too, I think. And they have a lot going on. That's getting to be a big game. So, definitely check out some of that stuff. Oh, and another super important thing I forgot to mention. Engine just put out a plugin to allow for anybody who owns a Minecraft server to make their Minecraft server blockchain enabled and NFT operable. So keep an eye out for that because I am definitely going to look into running a Minecraft server with it'll probably be Feed the Beast because I don't play the Minecraft servers that have blockchain operability now because it's pretty much just vanilla Minecraft and that bores me because I'm used to playing with 189 mods. But now I can hopefully add EngineCraft, their plugin, to a Feed the Beast server, and that will be wicked. So that is it. I will be back soon with more information on the community calendar and hopefully open mic night and Crypto Creator Con. Big things coming, y'all. Keep pushing it forward. Keep doing what you do. Keep being amazing. I'm Bruce the Goose. This has been NFT Time. I love you all. Peace.